To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
I want to congratulate you, Hall of Famers. So honored to be in the presence of radio royalty.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
This is a big deal.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does. And y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
We love y'all, man. Thank you for being the people's champs.
Probably the greatest.
All three of y'all. Listen to The Breakfast Club on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Presented by Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Hey, that's my jam. Hey, everyone, this is your girl, Suhaiti, and you are listening to Love Suhaiti Talk Serve Raw here on Revolver Podcast. I'm so excited for today because it is Valentine's Day, February 14th, and I have a great show. I want to excuse any noise that you hear in the background, specifically a whine of a baby, because I'm spending my Valentine's Day with my baby in the studio. You know, this is real life, and Love Suhaiti Talk Serve Raw here on Revolver is about being authentic and being myself and you being yourself, and this is what I'm living right now. I'm living work from home mom, and my baby is with me. Enjoying the studio and enjoying being my Valentine. My other Valentine is my fiance, Dave. He actually went to work earlier today and he left me the cutest little surprise. He left me my favorite Ferrero Rocher chocolates. There goes the rattling. Ferrero Rocher. I can never say that word. I think it's French. I don't know what it is with Ferrero Rocher. Anything that has too many R's just trips me up, because even in Spanish, I can't roll my R's, people. Like, arroz. You see, I sound like a Puerto Rican, even though I'm Dominican. I cannot roll my R's. I think it has to do with something underneath my tongue. I've heard it's like, maybe my tongue should have been clipped underneath or whatever. Whatever the case, Ferrero Rocher is my favorite. And Dave surprised me with a box of chocolates in the bathroom. Not the most sanitary thing. He left for work and I went to the bathroom to take a shower and they were right there on the sink. Covered, of course. He didn't just throw them on the sink all uncovered. It was in a little box covered. And I thought, that's so sweet. But then, like, my freak mom, it's like I became my mother. My mother is cleaning obsessed. She's such a germaphobe. It kind of hit me like, oh, that's not the most sanitary place to put a box of chocolates. But it was super sweet and it was such a surprise. I wasn't expecting anything, especially not early in the morning. I'm actually not going to spend my Valentine's Day with Dave, with my fiance, because he has to work in the morning and then he has to go and work at his salsa studio that he owns out in Long Island in Suffolk County. Sunrise Latin Dance and Fitness. If you guys are out there, check it out. So I'm going to spend it again with my baby and I'm going to spend it working. I might make it a little bit special, you know, just by spending that 1 hour. I'm going to make it special, though. I am. I think it's important that even if Dave and I have 1 hour on Valentine's Day, we're going to, you know, to do something. So what I'm creating is, it's actually going to be on lovesuhaiti.com. I'm going to record a video after recording the podcast. And yeah, I'm probably going to have Evan on my lap while I do this because he can learn how to celebrate Valentine's Day as early as 7 months. He's only 7 months and he's going to learn a day. So what am I going to do for Valentine's Day for Boo, for Dave, my fiance? It's this thing called Valentine's Day Night In. It doesn't have to be for Valentine's Day, but I'm going to do it for Valentine's Day. It's a date night in box. So what it is, I'm going to share it on lovesuhaiti.com how to do it. You take a box, super simple. You decorate it how you like, and then you write in and throw in Valentine's date night in ideas. The reason why I'm doing this is because Dave and I really don't have time to really go out. Not only just on Valentine's Day, but just any day. We don't have a babysitter. I don't have family nearby. I don't have a lot of friends nearby. If you live in Long Island and you want to be my friend and you're cool people, holler at me. And the only family that we really have are his parents, Evan's grandparents, but they don't even live super close. Like, they live like maybe 35, 40 minutes away. So it's like an ordeal to like get him there and he has to sleep over. It can't be just like a, hey, quickly, can I drop off my kid for an hour so I can go over and do some and do something. It's just not that easy. So the best bet for Dave and I to spend quality time together and not just sit on our couch every day is to do date nights in. And we're lucky that Evan actually sleeps well through the night. He falls asleep 6:30, 7 o'clock the latest. He's up by 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 the latest. The next day, he doesn't really wake up. So Dave and I have like a good chunk of time in the evening from around 7 o'clock to like when we go to sleep at 10:30, 11 to really spend that time and have quality time. So that's when I got the idea to do a date night in, which is simple. You just stay inside and you enjoy each other's company. But we needed ideas and I want to make it special and creative. So I'm going to do the do-it-yourself date night inbox. Some ideas that I have for date night ins are Twister. Who doesn't love Twister? I used to love Twister as a kid. And now it's even better with your partner because you get to like rub each other's bodies and it could maybe lead to sex. Or just a lot of laughs because you fall and you stumble and it's just something cute and fun and young to do. Another thing that I want to do is a simple movie night, but like make it extra sweet, like pick his favorite movie or pop some popcorn, just like make it an ordeal and actually real event if you're going to watch television. Another idea that I have to put in the date night inbox is, I'm trying to think, what was it? Oh, yes, I want to do spin the bottle. So you create a little board. Again, it's on lovesweetie.com. If you want to check it out, you can now. Create a little board and on each little, you know, around the bottle, you create little tabs. Like you use post-its, it's super easy. And put like, you know, a kiss, a makeout. Another one could be like blowjob if you want to get extra kinky. These are just all cute ideas to spend some quality time with your man or with your girl. Not just on Valentine's Day. Again, this is great for any day of the week. I'm promising myself, I'm promising you all, I'm promising my relationship that I'm going to make an effort to do this at least twice a month. I think it's that important. You know what's also important? What's also important is not being blue if you're single on Valentine's Day. Yes, I'm talking to you all single ladies, single men, but usually I feel like single women are the ones that get the blues harder on Valentine's Day. I think it's society and we're programmed to expect like these grand gestures and, you know, really make Valentine's Day a bigger thing than it is. I remember when I was single, I used to cross down the days of the calendar in February, like dreading Valentine's Day. It was like I was in jail. I've never been in jail, but you know, in the movies when you see jail and you see how people cross out, you know, they're like, they start counting the days and they put chalk. They write like lines counting the days, chalk on the wall, you know, the cave, wherever people go to jail. I don't know. I've never been to a jail. People, don't sue me. I don't know what I'm talking about. But that's how much I dreaded Valentine's Day. I used to cross out the calendar and the day would come and I would be like, I'm wearing black. Oh, it was so dramatic. I was so desperate to find love and to be in love and have that special someone on Valentine's Day that I actually went on a blind date on Valentine's Day in 2014, 2 months before meeting Boo, about a week after moving from Los Angeles to New York again. I ended up going on a blind date. So I met the guy on How About We, which is a dating app. And I met him, you know, he started texting me, you know, on the app maybe a couple days before Valentine's Day. He suggested going on a blind date, like meeting each other on Valentine's Day, because he thought, you know, why not? He was single, I'm single. And I agreed because I thought it would be completely and utterly romantic. Like, imagine if it would have worked. How great is that story? You meet your person on Valentine's Day. It was a blind date and you hit it off and the rest is history. It didn't quite happen like that. Actually, what happened was that he pretended to look like something he wasn't. And when I walked into the bar, he didn't take me to a restaurant. What he did was he took me to a bar. I walked into the bar and he looked like a gym teacher. He was a gym teacher, but he literally had gym teacher sweats. He had, you know how gym teachers back in the day, the 80s, used to have like that long keychain, like the gym teacher keychain with the keys, like the janitor. Oh my God. It was terrible. And he was bald because he lied online. He every picture he had was with a cap. I looked at the pictures and I'm like, there is not one picture where this guy's showing his head. Something's wrong with his head. And he was balding. Nothing wrong with balding people. Nothing wrong with bald men. It's just not my thing. And I just want, I just wanted him to be honest. If you're the guy that has the bald head that's balding, just be honest. If you're the girl who, you know, takes the picture with the phone really high up because you're trying to slim down your waist 20 inches, that's not fair either. It's not fair to men either. And I think when it comes to online dating, people just need to be honest. In order for it to work, you have to be honest about who you are and what you look like and what you can contribute to a relationship. So long story short, Valentine's Day 2014 was terrible, but it's one for the books. I was able to write about it and I'm speaking about it now. So single ladies, don't get desperate today on Valentine's Day. Just enjoy being single. Enjoy yourself. Actually, there's a study that just revealed that, you know, single, you know, Americans spend about $2 billion on themselves on Valentine's Day. So be one of the Americans that spend $2 billion. Buy yourself something nice. Also, Americans spend about $653 million on their pets on Valentine's Day. If you have a pet, even if it's a goldfish, buy him a cute, new, like, little home. Just don't make Valentine's Day about being sad and single. Make it about love. And yes, I know you don't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it either. When I was single, everyone would tell me, so Haiti, but Valentine's Day isn't just about love with a partner. Valentine's Day is about love in general. You know, you have the love of your mom. You have the love of your friends. You have the love of your cousins. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Screw you. I want love of a man. Intimate love. And I get it. I was there. But it's not, they weren't wrong. They weren't wrong. It's about your mindset, ladies and gents. It's about your mindset. And today, on Valentine's Day, the day of love, have a positive mindset. You know, there's something to celebrate. You know what? You know what we can celebrate today? If you're single or in a relationship that sucks. the Black Bachelorette. Yes! There's a Black Bachelorette, people. It was just announced yesterday that the ABC franchise is finally, finally, finally giving a Black woman a chance to find love on The Bachelor. It doesn't mean it's gonna work, but at least she's gonna get a chance to make a fool of herself on national television. I don't watch The Bachelor anymore. We kind of like the same thing. The white guy picks the white girl and the white girls are messes. And it's like, I love him. You know, it's all the same. I don't really believe that a lot of these people are in love. I do believe that The Bachelorette always has a higher chance of finding love because women just, for the most part, are more into picking a partner because they want a relationship on these shows. I feel like the Bachelor, whoever the Bachelor is, usually they just want to get laid. That's my opinion. That's what I've seen. But Rachel Lindsay is the new Bachelorette. It's going to be on season 13. She's the first Black woman. And she, you know, is right now a contestant with Nick Villa. I think she just got kicked off. Again, I don't watch the show. How exciting is that? Power to the people. So think about Lindsay today. She's a Texas lawyer. Think about a 31-year-old Texas lawyer, Rachel Lindsay, today on Valentine's Day. If she can get on The Bachelor and then she can get her own franchise, a spinoff, and be a The Bachelorette, you can find love. And if you want more positivity, I have some for you. Today, on Valentine's Day, I actually asked some of my Facebook fans for them to share with me some positive love stories. Like, I wanted to know how people met their partner and where they were in their lives, right? So I just got these two stories that I thought were amazing. One of them was from my friend Nidia. And Nidia actually got inspired by me. I met, again, Dave, my fiance, on Plenty of Fish. And she had sworn off dating. She had sworn off online dating in 2015. But my story, because I met Dave in 2014 and how things were going between him and I, you know, we were already moved in together. I was pregnant. It prompted her to get back online. She went to OkCupid. And even though she was super cynical and exhausted over the whole online dating thing, she met her guy, Carl, and she met him in October. By November, you know, they were basically like an item. And she says that even though sometimes he annoys her, he's the best thing in the world and she loves him so much. And it's unlike any other relationship she's ever been in before. And I remember her telling me one time that she wasn't going to get married, but now she says there's a 96% chance of marriage and 100% chance of lifelong happiness. So kudos to Nidia. Maddie actually has also an amazing story. She met her man after being in California and Los Angeles for work. She's actually originally from Puerto Rico and she was just coming for work. And it turns out that her now husband hired her for a job and asked her to stay. It really is an incredible story because she wasn't intending to stay. She was going to get her master's degree, go back to Puerto Rico. And then, you know, her and her husband, they developed a friendship. They developed a friendship at work. And I have to say, building a friendship is so important for a strong foundation in a relationship. So Dave and I, We met, and we met later in life. I believe I was 36 and he was 37, and, you know, biological clock ticking. We fell in love fairly quickly. I moved in with him fairly quickly, and we both wanted a baby, so we planned to have a baby, and I was pregnant, you know, maybe a year and a half after being, you know, an item. And yeah, we didn't get to establish that firm foundation of a friendship, which it has caused some problems, but not anything that isn't fixable. So we definitely had to build that friendship while being romantic. So I encourage you to build a friendship with your partner before, if you can, during. Having a friendship is so important in a relationship. And Mari shows that that's the case, because Mari has been married for 33 years. This man that she met at work is now her husband. 33 years. So he basically told her to stay. He said to her, home will always be there. Stay 1 year and see what happens. And she stayed, and they've been married for 33 years. It's going to be 33 years this April. And I think that's amazing. That's such an amazing story, not just for Valentine's Day, but for any day of the year. If you have any stories that you want to share, please share with me. I love sharing love stories. I think it brings single people and just people that maybe are going through a rough patch some hope. And listen, when you're in a relationship, it isn't easy. I never thought it was going to be easy, but I didn't think it was going to be as much work as it is. But think about it. You enter into a relationship, you're entering into a commitment, hopefully for the rest of your life, if that's what you want, with another human being that has had their own experiences, their own, you know, trauma, their own hardships, their own hopes, their own desires. And you're melding them together. You're not becoming one, but you're melding them together. So knowing that Mari has been in a relationship for 33 years, that she's been married for 33 years, almost 33 years, that is amazing. I need some pointers because Dave and I aren't married yet, but I would love to be with him for the rest of my life. That would be nice. Yes, that would be really nice.
Do you know what's also nice? Awkward Valentine's Day stories. Yes, listen, I'm all about laughing your sorrows away if you're sorrowful. I'm all about laughing just to laugh. I mean, laughing is the best medicine no matter how you feel today on Valentine's Day. So I wanted to share some awkward Valentine's Day stories that I found on BuzzFeed. It's a list of all these stories. And let me tell you something, some of them are really sad, but some of them are quite amazing. One thing that I have to say is that if you experience any of these, commiserate. Don't be miserable. Just, you know, commiserate. Just be like, yeah, that happened to me. It's all about relatability. It's all about just really learning through these experiences, whether they're good or bad. And I hope the people who share these stories on BuzzFeed have done just that. So the first story is called The Old Switcheroo. This lady said that her boyfriend said, I love you to her for the first time on Valentine's Day. Sweet, sweet, right? While they were having sex, even sweeter. Really romantic, right? Negative. He said, I love you, insert whatever name of the female that he said that was not hers. So yeah, he said, I love you, and it wasn't to her. Terrible, horrible. I mean, I hope she broke up with him. Please, please, please tell me you broke up with him if you are listening. The second story is called The Fake Out. And, you know, this is funny because we tend to care so much about what people think, right? So this story is basically about that. I'm prefacing it with that. So The Fake Out is this girl, she was a teenager, Valentine's Day. She was in school. And, you know, all the girls in school always got huge cards and all these presents and teddy bears and chocolates. I know, when you don't get that stuff, you feel so bad about yourself. So one year she had enough and she decided to give herself a fake card. But she's so bad at lying that she kind of like elaborated and exaggerated the situation to the point that like by 3 p.m., end of school day, she was engaged. The guy cheated on her. She was dumped. And then she set fire to the card on like her school path, shouting, you cheat, it's over. Like, that's how dramatic it got for her, because she just really wanted to make it seem like she had someone who loved her, and it just got, the lie got too big for her. And that happens when we lie, right? We tend to get ourselves in trouble. You know, we complicate things. If you're gonna lie, I'm not encouraging anyone to lie out there, but if you're gonna lie, keep it simple. The simpler you keep it, the easier it is to lie, because then the harder it is to get caught in the lie. Don't do it though. Just be an honest person. Okay. The last story is called The Harry Potter Horror. I can't say that word for some reason. The double R's, they kill me every time. So this girl and this guy, the boyfriend, planned to take them to Harry Potter, a studio in London. I guess it's a thing. The night before, her friend tells her that her boyfriend said to her, to her friend that he didn't love her. And the next morning, she's like, you know, baffled, of course, when she finds this out. And then he, the next morning, Valentine's Day, goes to get breakfast before they head out to the studio for Harry Potter. And he never comes back. The guy ghosted her on Valentine's Day. That is tacky. That is wrong. That is cruel on so many, so many levels. Have y'all ever been ghosted? I talked about ghosting with Jessica Castro last week's episode. And yeah, even the most beautiful people in the world are ghosted. But at least I haven't been ghosted on Valentine's Day. If you've been ghosted on Valentine's Day, I hope you kicked that guy to the curb. And I hope this girl kicked that guy to the curb. I mean, she didn't hear from him for 2 days and then he actually came back. She didn't hear from him for 2 days and he actually came back to her. And I just hope that she didn't give him a chance. I hope she dumped him. I hope you dumped him. Okay, so I'm going to give you one more story. I think that this is really funny. It's called The Cruelest Catch. She says, my ex said he was busy doing stuff with the family. So she went out drinking with her single girlfriends on Valentine's Day. It happens. And then she saw him at a bar that she used to work with. And he was with another girl. Oh my God. But you know what she did? She went in and bought a pint of beer and poured it all over him. Fucking oh, hola. Kudos to you for standing up for yourself, lady. And again, I hope she didn't go back to him. I feel like at that point, if you go back to a guy or he takes you back, then you're in trouble. You got some self-love working to do. Okay, so listen, this is Love So Haiti Talks to Raw, and thanks so much for joining me on Valentine's Day. I hope that the stories encouraged you to be happy today. I hope that you embrace the day of love, no matter your relationship status. I hope that this episode made you laugh with these stories. I hope that they were relatable. I hope that you still have hope that maybe next year you have love on Valentine's Day that's romantic. And if you don't, it's freaking okay. All right, thanks again so much. Stay tuned for the next episode. I have David Esso. He is an author and a coach, and he actually is the creator of the 3% rule of dating. I'm going to tell you what that is on the next episode. It's super fascinating. Whether you're in a relationship or whether you're single, you need to tune in to know what the 3% rule of dating and relationships is, because it affects us all. Again, thanks again. This is Love So Haiti Talks to Raw here on Revolver Podcast. I'll catch you next time, and happy Valentine's Day.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.